best with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you? I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Masseuse support Deshaun Watson. Andrew Mukuba and Goodrich out for the spring game at Clemson. TJ Moss becomes a third Gamecock to transfer from their basketball program. Detectives won't reveal the cause of the Tiger Woods accident. And opening day in Major League Baseball. A busy Thursday show, so let's go! Friends, glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, April the 1st, 2021. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. First and foremost, we will not have any April Fool's Day jokes. I will tell the great story or the greatest April Fool's Day joke in sports history today, but I won't put you through that. I've done a couple of April Fool's Day pranks, and they didn't turn out so good. So I'm not going to do that for you today. With that said, we will have Bradley Leacroy on with us. Tigers getting ready to head up to Raleigh, North Carolina to take on NC State. So we'll get that today. Looking forward to that. That's going to be 7:45 this morning. Talking some Clemson baseball off of the big sweep of Boston College this past weekend. We will have Paul Strelo, 8:05, talking some Clemson football and football recruiting. Also, I'm going to get in some basketball recruiting with him. And this transfer portal, man, it's just it just seems like it's more and more and more every single day. With that said, we're going to get a bunch of phone calls, getting you ready for the weekend. As you know, tomorrow's Good Friday, and I just agree with the station's policy. We take Good Friday off to celebrate the Easter weekend, and not just for the day off, but just because of the significance of it and how I told my wife yesterday. Name something bigger has ever happened, ever, ever, ever. Anyway, so we're looking forward to that. A lot to do today, obviously. Now, I misspoke in the opening. I said massage therapist. I can't read my writing. I looked down that word right before I pronounced it. I was like, I couldn't read my writing. Massage therapist. So we'll talk about that a little bit with that coming out and supporting Deshaun and telling you what these women are saying. We can talk about the Clemson spring game. Since we're not going to be on tomorrow, I've got a list of spring game wishes. What do you want to see from the spring game? So we'll get into that as the show goes on today. There's breaking news in baseball. Francisco Lindor agreed to a $341 million contract with the New York Mets. He's a great player. Is he $341 million great? I don't think that's the case. I'm not sure who is, but if that is what the market looks like, I'm not sure he would be that market. We can talk a little bit about this interesting Clyde Trapp situation. He's going to declare for the NBA draft. He's a senior. He's going to graduate in Clemson in May. He's not going to hire an agent because all athletes are eligible to come back for another super senior year. If he does, it won't be at Clemson. He goes, he would transfer, take the grad transfer market and go that route. Speaking of transfer portal, TJ Moss becomes a third Gamecock to leave their men's basketball program. He's going to transfer portal. And everybody's 3 to 5 to 8 now. So you've got 3's a low number for you. If you only have 3, good job, man. You retain much of your lineup. Interesting story out of California. Detectives have determined the cause of the Tiger Woods wreck, but they are not going to reveal it without his permission. I don't know what that means. Maybe someone can interpret that for me. I'm not smart enough to know what that means. Is that good, bad? What was that? So we can talk about that a little bit today. We can get into today the PGA Tour's out in Houston. The LPGA Tour has their first major of the year this weekend, and the amateurs are starting at the Augusta National Women's Amateur. We can tell you about that and scores coming out today. So looking forward to that. We can get into today this, the Final Four a little bit because we don't have a show tomorrow, so I do want to talk about that a little bit and tell you about what to look for as far as that goes as well. Your phone calls, your text, your tweets. It's going to be a great show today. The producer of this and many other shows. The engineer of this and many other shows. The favorite son of Anderson, South Carolina, the Electric City. Host of segment number 2, John_height in the Twitter world. Thank you, 3424. And our wanky, stinky, honky, tonky donkey, Mr. John Height. How you doing across the glass over there, Pirate fan? Arr.
Good morning, Mickey. How you doing this morning?
I'm great. Look, you got East Carolina Pirates and Pittsburgh Pirates, and you just all Pirates? Are you a Seton Hall Pirate fan?
A Seton Hall fan.
Yeah.
Seton Hall Kick Rocks. No, I'm excited for opening day, as Michael Scott would say, no doubt about it. I'm ready to get hurt again.
So
it's not going to be good.
It's just my chance that you are a Pirate fan of East Carolina and Pittsburgh.
Yes.
It's not that you love Pirates so much.
No.
It's not like you're Mike Leach and you just happen to be, Pirate guy.
Correct.
Okay. Did you dress up as Pirates as a kid or anything?
Probably.
Are you a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan?
No. Uh-huh. Have nothing against them, but no.
I'm trying to think of other Pirates.
I will say it was one of my favorite ESPN commercials during the day when the one where they're having the staff meeting and Andrew McCutchen comes in and they're going to loot and plunder, and it was every Pirate mascot going in there and rummaging, stealing all the bagels and everything off the conference table. And seeing Andrew McCutchen and the East Carolina Pirate in a commercial together was always pretty cool.
I'm looking now. I didn't know this. The list of schools: Southwestern University in Georgetown, Texas. Hampton. I didn't know it was the Hampton Pirates.
Yep.
Seton Hall, sure. Stevenson School in Pebble Beach, California. Didn't know that. Armstrong Atlantic State University down in Savannah.
Knew that.
You did?
Well, I'm from right near Savannah.
Oh, that's right. Pensacola State College.
Did not know that.
East Carolina.
Yes.
Park University in Missouri.
What are they doing in Missouri calling themselves Pirates?
I don't know.
Is there a body of water there that
right
Pirates could access?
Yeah, exactly. Great point. North Central Missouri College.
Sure.
How about that? So just a few Pirates out that way. How was your Wednesday, buddy? How are the Margs?
Margs were good.
Yeah.
Margs were good.
All 7 of them.
No, not 7 of them.
What was the Taco Tuesday? How'd that go? Taco Wednesday.
Taco Wednesday was fantastic. It was good to gather and eat, and we had a good time.
Good. Awesome.
You
got a big crowd over there, man. No. You got everybody coming in town. You got
just her friend.
It wasn't high school reunion or anything.
No.
All right, good. Now let me ask you this: are you going to 2 weddings this weekend or just one?
Just one.
Oh, really? Got one?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So I will not be attending the spring game.
Really?
Yeah.
We can't go because we don't have tickets. Mm. I told somebody yesterday, tickets to the spring game are tougher than the national championship game.
Really?
Because people are so ready to go, and then you go away the issue, and also I was like, oh. So anyway, You got that going for them. What you got to coming up for Easter weekend? You got 3-day weekend.
3-day weekend.
Yeah, we don't work tomorrow.
That is correct. We are off tomorrow for Good Friday. We will be CBS Radio all day until Clemson baseball tomorrow night.
Right. 7 o'clock tomorrow night. 6:30 pregame show, and that's Friday and Saturday. 2 7 o'clock games.
Correct.
You aren't working either.
No.
Okay. You have a true 3-day weekend.
Yes, I'll be out of town this weekend.
My favorite 3-day weekend story is when a 4-day weekend story is when Homer tells Marge on The Simpsons he didn't feel like going in on a Friday. He goes, Marge, call my office and tell him I'm sick. I don't feel like coming in. And she comes back. She said, Homie, they said if you don't come in today, don't worry about coming in on a Monday. He went, woo-hoo, 4-day weekend. So we're going to come in on Monday, I hope. I hope they let us come back on Monday.
Hope they don't change the locks on us.
Yeah, it won't be good. Had a great day yesterday. Because of the rain, I thought I was going to escape the rain with Drake. One thing, we went to Lowe's. He loves going to Lowe's. Goes to Lowe's, and we walk around, and he looks around. It's like Disney World. I told you that. And then we go eat lunch with the fellas. That was good. We come home, though, and then he wants to play in the rain. So we've played in the rain outside, which is warm enough. Now, it's not going to be warm enough today, though, buddy. It's going to be bad today with the wind. It's going to be a nasty day today. Now, so the spring game goes, it's going to be a lot better. In case you hadn't seen the weather, today we're going to get wind gusts occasionally up to 40 miles an hour today. High of 53. Freeze warning tonight. It's going to get down to 30 degrees tonight. And but 40 mile wind's gonna be 15 to 25 all day with gusts over 40. Now tomorrow a lot nicer, 57. Saturday 61, mostly sunny. Wind's only at 6 miles an hour for the spring game, and then back in the 70s coming up on Sunday. So that's good for Easter Sunday. Oh, that's good. I have one question, and I don't want to be disingenuous with this, and I'm not trying to be. Well, I am trying to be a little bit funny. Did you see that the 18 different massage therapists came out yesterday and supported Deshaun Watson?
I did, yes.
Did you read their statements?
I did.
I read every one of their statements. I want to get into those and your interpretation of those.
Okay.
But first, in on a lighthearted note, does Deshaun Watson have more massages and more massage therapists than anybody on earth? 22 have come out against him, whatever. 18 have come out for him. That's 40. Man, how many massages does this guy get?
You would think if you found one that you liked, you'd just go back to the person.
Hey, here's what I'd say on that, all right? The guy's got $176 million in the bank. Hire a full-time masseuse. Yeah. That's it. Just pay somebody $100,000, and then you just get a massage every day.
Yep.
That's it.
That's it.
That would cost you less than the means you might have to pay in the legal part of this thing.
Sure.
Anyway, that's crazy, though. Like, am I wrong in thinking that there's I've gotten two massages in my life.
Mm-hmm.
One was a deep tissue massage by a very, very, very strong Eastern European woman that hurt me. It was at a party. A friend had a party, and part of the party was, it had all kinds of activities going on, and he said he hired this lady to come over and hurt you basically. But it had, she brought a table out, whatever, and said, "Hey, yeah, have you got your massage yet?" No, come back there. It's kind of a cool idea, right? This woman put a hurting on me. I mean, I was almost crying how much it hurt. And then my second one, my wife paid for. Said, "You know what? You've been stressed out, lady. Want to go over here?" And we went to a local place that we always go anyway, and it was really light and almost an incense kind of deal. And so anyway, but I don't enjoy them. Now, my wife loves them. And so as a matter of fact, like, I give her gift certificates to go get them all the time. But I'll tell you this, I've known her for 5 years. I'd say she's probably been 10 times total. These women are talking about three. He was a client for 3 times or 4 times or 5 times. There's 18 of these. Some of them are just 1 time. The 20 that are coming out against him, some of them were twice. This guy gets massages, man. Have you ever gotten one?
Yes, I have.
How many? Guess
it. Two or three.
Two or three.
Maybe, yeah.
Right.
Not many.
I don't know if
I just don't get it. Hire somebody.
That's what I'm saying.
Hire somebody full time.
All right. Quick question.
All right.
Were you swayed? Because what they're doing here by releasing these two attorneys.
At least somebody's releasing something.
They're doing this for the court of public opinion.
Absolutely.
These are not legal releases.
I mean, it just seems like to me that attorney going against Deshaun Watson's, all he's in it is in the court of public appearance.
So
based on his strategy thus far.
So Rusty Harden comes out with these letters of support yesterday. Were you swayed by the statements and the comments of the plaintiff and the release of the comments?
A little bit. Not much, because what they all said is kind of fairly similar to what everyone has said about Deshaun Watson. You know, very respectful, very...
No, I'm talking about for the plaintiff side. Oh. For the 22, the lawsuit side. When it first came out, when all those things came out. Were you swayed in a public opinion poll there?
Not really, no.
All right. When you heard these 18 letters of support or women of support, were you swayed back in Deshaun Watson's corner?
Not really. Not really. I'm still kind of where I was. One, I want to see more information from the plaintiff side.
Right.
But two, in all those statements, basically as if Dabo Swinney was the masseuse. You know, the way that they were talking about him is kind of the same things that Dabo has said and other people have said.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of things we've already known about Deshaun.
Or we think we know.
We think we know. Excuse me.
Right. Because, look, man, we don't know people. He might be the greatest guy ever, and he might be the worst guy ever. Mm-hmm. You know, because what you think you know, but you don't know anybody.
Exactly.
You think you do, but you don't. Anyway, so segment two today, what do you got for me?
I want to talk spring game.
Awesome.
Couple things I want to look for and things to pay attention to, and it's one of my favorite days of the year, so excited about it.
Awesome. You aren't going to get to tailgate. Y'all are big tailgaters.
Oh, yeah. Spring.
Yeah.
Oh, no, usually it's, there have been years where we were the first car out there.
Nice.
Hey, because back when I was in school, it was the only time you were guaranteed to walk into Death Valley and see the Tigers come out on
top. Right,
right. So, hey, I love the spring game.
All right, so we'll talk spring game coming up. Hey, Priority One Security is priority1security.com. I'm on their site right now, and they've got it easy, all right? Residential solutions, you can find out what they do and how they do it. Commercial solutions, what they do and how they do it. Their customer service, taking care of that is easy. How you get in touch with them, what they do, how they do it, the packages and where they're about and what they do. It really is, makes it just so much easier. When you talk to sales or service or the monitoring station, yesterday or 2 days ago, we had the guy came over the refrigerator, so we turned, we flipped some of their circuit breakers, off for power-wise, and they said, work on this thing, right? Well, I got my Priority One text saying, hey, your alarm is off. And so, they got a phone call. So, yeah. So they take care of you. No doubt about that. Here at the studio and at our homes, these are good folks with the great plans, and I always enjoy working with them. It's Priority One Security. Check them out. Make your family safe, your business safe. PriorityOneSecurity.com. Segment two of John Hite right after a very short break. Start your spring cleaning today and get insanely clean home with Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for only $119 and mention my name, Mickey Plowler, for a free hallway cleaned. Call 558-7300 or online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
I'm a Dodger fan.
I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in...
Technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience. Not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers. Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson, your independent local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
If you've been accused of a crime, injured due to someone else's actions, or hurt on the job, you need to act quickly. Your freedom, medical care, and future are at stake, and the outcome of your case could have a huge impact on your life. Call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney today to get you the best possible outcome for your case, including the compensation you're entitled to. Criminal, personal injury, and workers' comp. Get the advantage of using your local hometown attorney, Nick Lavery. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680.
You have to be up in 5 hours. 2 hours. 6 minutes, and you haven't slept a wink. ZzzQuil Pure Z's is a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake with no next-day grogginess. So tonight, try new ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil.
The flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are the Roar.
Yes, I understand that every life must end, uh-huh. As we sit alone, I know someday we must go, uh-huh. Oh, I'm a lucky man to count on both hands the ones I love. Some folks just have one. Yeah, others, they got none, oh, oh. Stay with me, oh, let's just breathe.
Welcome back, glad to have you with us. Our friends at Roosters want to cut your hair at men. Sorry, ladies, sorry. Men's Grooming Center. Get your hair cut like a man. Get your straight razor shave, back of the neck, razor shave. Get that beard cleaned up. Some of those great products that we're going to make you look better as well. Smell good, look good. Roosters off of Pelham Road in Greenville, right beside Duck Donuts. That's a good day. It's a good doubleheader for you. Get some Duck Donuts, get some Roosters haircut. Look good, feel good, eat good. Think about Roosters taking the little fella over to get his first haircut. I got to do that, man. We got to get Drake's first haircut. You saw it, man. He's got him a kind of a good little mullet working right now. Think about Roosters. RoostersMGC.com. Plaza on Pelham. Good folks over that way. Segment two with Mr. John Hyde.
Mickey, with the spring game on Saturday, I thought it would just be a good opportunity to talk about some things that I'd like to see this Saturday in Death Valley. First foremost, I'm always big in these situations at offensive line play. And I think, and you know, we don't get a true read as to what the starting offensive line will look like at Clemson in the fall because you split the roster up. They don't do, which I agree with. I like the way Coach Sweeney does it, where you split the roster in half and play a game versus just do offense versus the defense over and over again. You know, you split the roster up. I prefer it that way. So you don't get a whole lot of continuity along the line of what you'll see in the fall, but I'm very curious to see the development of guys like a John Williams, who's been, you know, forced to take a lot of snaps. So Paul Chio, some of those guys in the previous class where there was, what, five of them in that recruiting class?
Mm-hmm.
And looking forward to seeing those guys kind of play and see, you know, in the next level of Walker Parks. Very curious to see all the different guys playing center and their kind of relationship with the quarterbacks and their ability to call things out, because I think there's enough talent amongst the defensive line at Clemson with splitting the roster up that you're still going to be going up against some quality stuff there.
Here's the issue there is that the offensive line in a regular football game and regular football season A, it's very hard to diagnose because we don't know whose assignments and what their assignments are. And you know, when you grade an offensive lineman performance, you grade it on assignment and on technique. We had basically two different grades. And you're like, did you do the right thing? And then how did you do it with your footwork and steps and getting your head on the proper side and all that kind of stuff? But the tough part of an offensive line, the easy part of a spring game is we look at the individuals because, like you said, you're dividing everybody up. So you look at, like, how does this individual look? But the hard part is on an offensive line is that the sum of the parts is the most important thing. So, you know, you can see on an offensive line, a team could give up 7 sacks in a game. And 4 of your offensive linemen could play an unbelievable game. But one guy plays bad, and it's like, man, your offensive line sucks. No, we had 4 good guys. We had one guy play terrible, you know? So we're in a regular game, in the end, and this is why Clemson's offensive line doesn't get enough credit, in the end, the offensive line should be determined, the pay of the offensive line should be determined with, well, how many points should you score? How many yards did you get? How many first downs did you get? You know, what are those things? Really, how many points did you score? But yes, the second part, I agree with that. I want to see Chio especially. I think that's, if you could say, give me one guy, that would be the guy. I feel good about McFadden. I feel good about Parks. I've seen kind of enough of them. Rayburn would be the guy as well. Rayburn's going to be a starter, it looks like, at center. So I'm really interested in watching him, and we'll go back and tape it and watch him again and again. Putnam's got to make a jump. Bockhorst has been in and out and hurt, not sure he's going to play, whatever. Trotter, Howard, some of those guys. But Chio's a guy, and I think Mays is going to work out. Tate is too young to play yet, but I think you're going to like him. Pennington's another thing you're going to like him. Chio's the one that really I think you're going to count on a little bit this year. And they have to have better interior offensive line play. But he's the one that I would feel better about moving forward. So that him and Rayburn, I guess, are the two that I'm really going to try to watch.
I want to stay at the offensive side of the ball here in the next one, and that is not only the individual play of the tight ends, but I'm very curious to see from a play calling perspective what the usage of the tight ends is like.
Yeah.
You know, now that Tony Elliott has moved from running backs coach to tight ends coach, but is still the offensive play caller, I'm very curious, and I don't think we'll see a ton of it here, but you know, I think we'll be able to get some glimpses at, you know, maybe their plan of how to use some of these guys. Because I think you've got about as talented of a room as there is in the country at tight end at Clemson this year.
Let me give you this. I think, because one of the things I look at spring games is, like, I remember when, like, C.J. Spiller's senior year, and he probably didn't play a whole lot of spring game, even junior year, like, man, I already know what C.J. Spiller is. I think that we already know what Braden Galloway is. Fair? I think we already know what Davis Allen is. That's fair, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Jalen Lay is still this developing guy. But let me give you the two names. The second name, Sage Enos had the mono and missed some time and been sick and all this kind of stuff. But they upside-wise, you're going to like him a lot. But the main thing I'm looking for on Saturday is running stool. And this guy, he's a true freshman. He's like 6'6", way too skinny to be on the line blocking anybody right now, not strong enough to do all that kind of stuff. But he's going to stretch the field a little bit. And he scored a couple touchdowns in a scrimmage the other day. He's going to stand out. So watch him for upside now. Again, he's not going to be ready to come in and take over what Galloway and Allen are doing on the line of scrimmage right now. But upside and downfield in the passing game, Brennan Stool is someone I'm going to be watching Saturday.
I want to switch over to the other side of the ball. Another thing I'll be looking for is defensive line, looking at a couple different spots. One being, I'll go with the defensive ends first. I'm excited to see Greg Williams, and I am fascinated by Kevin Swint. I cannot wait to watch him play. I think it's going to be fantastic. I think he's got a lot of speed. You know, I've talked about how downhill of a player he is. I think that could be very good at defense. And Greg Williams is just massive now. He has gained a lot of weight, and I'm excited to see the ends. And then kicking inside to the tackles, I want to see a Trey Williams, DeMonte Capehart, Etanusa Rubin, Darnell some of those guys, because we know what you have in Brian Versee and Tyler Davis. But I want to see what the next group is looking like.
Did you hear Brent Venables yesterday? Did you get a chance to hear him?
I have not yet, no.
It's really interesting. He talked about, first of all, and we might play some of this later, because he was very candid in saying we got our butts handed to us by Ohio State. We didn't coach them well. We didn't play well. We did nothing well in the game. We didn't tackle well. We didn't leverage the ball well. We didn't set the edge. We got blown off the ball. They were more physical. I mean, he was very, very critical of what happened. And he said, it started with me, and I did a terrible job and stuff like this. But one of the things he talked about was that they have to get better. We know about Davis and Brissy, but he said, we've got to get better there. And so he said that Davis and Brissy have had their two best players on defense this year have been the defensive tackles. Very similar to 18, where it was Dexter Lawrence and Christian Wilkins were your two best football players. With that said, I like that. He also said that they had, of the 46 sacks they've had in the spring so far, 25 have come from the ends, 41 have come from the, I mean, 21 have come from the interior defensive line. That's great news. I told you this. Muschamp had it right when he talked about it. Because of the shotgun, because of the three-step drop, the quick throw game, and because of cutting some of these guys out there now and chipping and all stuff, the old pass rushing of Bruce Smith coming off the edge and pass rushing and getting to the quarterback, man, the ball's coming out too fast for that now. The true pass rush difference now is the pressure in the face of the quarterback. And I think that's where you're going to see Davis and Brissy really, really shine. Now, with that said, Trey Williams is a future superstar. Capehart can be, and the other guys, you know, we'll see. I think they like what Page's upside is, but not ready.
You know, Ruben, I'm ready to see my guy Peyton Page in the Valley.
Yeah, I hear both things. There's still people out there that when I talk to them, that here's the typical answer I get with Page. Man, there's some times where you can see it because he is a massive human being, but he's nowhere near ready to play football yet. So that's about the average there. Now, on the defensive ends, you know what? Murphy's going to be maybe as good a defensive end as we've had here, and there's been a long line of those. That's nothing we're going to learn there. Henry, I'm interested in seeing where Thomas is. Xavier Thomas, physically where he is. Maskell's development. The two you mentioned, and I don't want to throw out this, you know, Denoff's been hurt a lot of spring. One thing that Venable said that you got to go back and realize is, almost half the roster on defense has missed time with COVID and injuries. Like, they've just been – it's been a mash unit over there all spring long. And they hadn't complained about it because you got a chance to see other guys in the spring. With that said, I don't disagree with you about being excited about Williams and Swint. Williams is not – to me now, he's not that explosive. He's not Murphy, and he's not Henry, and he's not Thomas, and he's not – you know, to me, he's even behind a Masco. So where is Greg Williams in that development? That was a guy, he was a linebacker. He's a lot like Kevin Dodd. And that when he took him, you know, hey, man, we're going to put this guy on the shelf. It's going to be 2 or 3 years. And hopefully we can do the things we have to do in player development to get this guy ready. Well, you know what? We're now, is this his third year? I mean, his third year. So now's time where we kind of start to see it a little bit. I don't think this is an NFL guy. But we're going to start to see that development there. Swint, I like as that Vic Beasley kind of twitchiness.
Victor Beasley. We're getting formal with him, aren't we?
Vic Beasley. Victor Lee Beasley Jr. the third. No. twitchy, speed rusher off the edge. You know, Bama kind of does that with some guys. They do it in a 3-4, though. But the thing, I'm, you know, I don't worry about him as a pass rusher and coming off the edge. Is he big enough to set the edge? And I'm not sure he is yet. But I like the, you know, he gives you, put it this way, he has a different skill set than Murphy and Henry and Thomas. So he's a different guy. He's, you know, maybe a situational pass rushing guy maybe. So we'll see. And we'll see, is he full-time there or will he play some linebacker as well down the road? But those are very interesting spring storylines, and there's a lot to follow there on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. A lot to follow, indeed.
Anything else?
I guess last but not least, the safety play.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see what the other guys look like, especially with Anders being out.
And Makuba's out.
And Makuba's out, yes.
Broken arm, out 4 to 6 weeks. He's going to be back.
Broken arm?
Yeah, it's the Venables type of injury.
Throw a cast on it, make it a club, and go hit somebody. Let's go.
Yeah, look, Charleston, Venables, Mickens is doing some nickel work too. Phillips and Thornton, they just been so banged up back there. There's just been no continuity with guys missing so much with COVID and so much with injuries back in that back end. I have my list. Can we do it after a break?
Absolutely.
Awesome. And then I want to hear at the top of the hour, 7 o'clock, I want to hear your list of what you want to see coming up. My awesome friends at Prime Lending, I got an email from Mark Hawkins yesterday, and it is a very interesting time of year for these folks. But Mark talks about it in that what Prime Lending is doing now and how they're doing it now really is a cool story to follow with these rates and with people that are refinancing, buying. John, you're seeing it now. The housing market in the upstate's crazy. Last month, I heard this yesterday, new home sales were down 10% across the country. Or home sales, realtors report, home sales down 10% across the country. I don't know what it is in the upstate of South Carolina, but I know one thing, it's not down because people are selling houses at unbelievable prices right now. With that said, when you think about doing that, or if the market is so high right now because the seller's market that you and your family want to stay put and stand pat, then you might want to think about remodeling. So think about that and think about doing a remodel loan over this way. Or maybe you want to stand pat, but you need to refinance. Here's the great news. People at Prime Lending have a great team there to help you walk you through this process. It's easy to remember. It's Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. That's who I refinanced with years ago, and that's who we did a remodel with about 5 or 6 years ago. PrimeLendingSC.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. I want to give you my spring game thoughts about what I want to see coming up right after this.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Hartwell Village is the ultimate one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca, with retailers including Aldi, Petco, Marshalls, Michaels, Ulta, Rack Room Shoes, and Five Below. Also, new favorites like Aloha Nails and Spa, Five Guys Burgers and Fries, Great Cliffs, Tipsy Taco, Whimsy Cookie, Mr. Knickerbocker, AFC Urgent Care, and Buff City Soaps. With stores for everyone and stocked with anything you need, Hartwell Village wishes our Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic year. Go Tigers!
Join us on Tuesday, April the 27th at Three's Greenville Golf and Grill for the Pops for Pups Golf Extravaganza, sponsored by Ingles, George Coleman Ford, and Broken Oak Restoration. The Roar will be live on location all day long. Go to popsforpups.com to make a donation or to sign up today.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
All sports, all the time, from the Roar, 105.5 in Greenville and Anderson, 97.5 and AM 1560 in Spartanburg.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right, as long as you lend a hand.
You can sit around and wait for the phone to ring.
Travis Wilburys. Are there any living members of the Travis Wilburys?
I can look that up.
That'd be great. Thank you, buddy. Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Today is the 1st of April. You will be caught with some April Fool's Day jokes. Don't do that. One thing that's not a joke is that every April 1st, people really turn their attention to taxes. Now, this year, a little bit different because we're going to go to May the 17th, thanks to the decision that we delayed it. I know a lot of accountants out there don't like that because they want to go back and get to some sense of normalcy with their life. Patterson's Tax Service is going to be there for you. Go ahead and get it done and get it done anyway. Yesterday, John Height. So we did our taxes and you know, we got till you know, to file them, get them all taken care of. One of the things I'm doing today is that I've got till the 15th of April, I think it is, to make our SEP IRA contribution. And yesterday I was texting with Russell Patterson and I said, hey man, I know you're busy slammed, whatever, but what's my maximum I can do on this one? And he told me, so that's great. And we'll do that today. That's just part of what they do for me and what they do for our business and our family. We love what they do. It's our great friends at the Patterson Tax Service. Let them do your taxes for you. They can do this. If you're COVID and compromised and thinking that that's a big issue for you. They have plexiglass all over the place. You don't get, I mean, there's no way that they can be any more safer than they are. They take your temperature, take it back, wearing mask and plexiglass everywhere and all this stuff. If you don't feel comfortable with that, you can email them, scan and email them any of the documents that they need to help you out. So think about our friends at the Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, PATTAX.com, 859-8289, 864-859-8289. A couple of quick things here. I'm going to get to Brent Venables' comments today. I want to talk about Major League Baseball opening day today. How about that? Major League Baseball right around the corner.
Bob Dylan, remember the Traveling Wilburys, is still alive.
That's the only one?
I'm not sure. I just know that Bob Dylan's still alive.
Oh. All right, hold on. Who's
there's a lot of people in this band.
Yeah, it's super great.
It's George Harrison, Bob Dylan, Jeff Lynne, Tom Petty, living, right? And Roy Orbison.
All right, Orbison's dead, right? Roy Orbison died in 1988.
All right. So I'd say so, yeah.
Only the lonely. Tom Petty died recently. He died in 17 at the age of 66. The Florida Gator. Jeff Lynne's still living, isn't he? Yeah, he's 73 years old, so he's still living. Jeff Lynne of Electric Light Orchestra, or ELO. And is Harrison still living? George Harrison still living. Yeah. No, George Harrison died 2001. What? He died 20 years ago. Huh. I told you what my buddies do. My buddies do this at a local bar in his hometown up north. They have a death pool. I told you this, didn't I? Where you put in 20 bucks. This is morbid, man. You put in 20 bucks. There's a list of celebrities, and you draw a celebrity out of a hat. And so you got Tom Brokaw, Lester Holt, or Bob Dylan, or what? So it is. So when whoever in the death pool dies, whatever, you win all the money in the pool. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that the most morbid?
A whole movie based on that.
Really?
Deadpool.
Oh, no, I didn't know that's the case. That's morbid, man. That's morbid stuff.
It is.
All right, let me get to some things I want to talk about the spring game a little bit. I'm going a completely different route than you went. I liked your list, by the way. Yours was good. I'm going a completely different route. I'm going with, I want to see, A, the true freshman, and B, the guys we didn't get to see a whole lot. You mentioned John Williams on the offensive line. That's one of those. But let me start out with the guys we hadn't seen a whole lot from yet. We've not seen a lot of Kobe Pace yet. Now, he's not a true freshman. He did play a little bit last year. Where is he now at running back? I get Lin Jay. It seems like I've seen enough of Malusi. I mean, Dukes is still a choppy feet guy. He needs to be a little more efficient and effective with the feet. But he kind of chops his feet there. Where's the JoJo? You know, that's one that I think I hadn't seen enough of him yet. I've seen Spector and seen Williams enough. Enos, I mentioned him. You mentioned Williams on the offensive line. Tucker, Rayburn, we mentioned some of his offensive line guys. On defense, obviously, Bentley is one that we hadn't quite seen enough. Malcolm Green's not going to play in this game. That would be one. But there, you know, there's a bunch of those guys that we just didn't see a whole lot last year from that last recruiting class. Now, this recruiting class is first and foremost at the forefront of my mind. Shipley and Maffa. You sent me a text the other day saying that you're in the building over there when y'all presented Dabo and Kathleen the great check from Tigers for Tatas, and he said, Will Shipley, you thought he was a tight end.
The guy, Ben and I looked at each other like, we thought that was like J.C. Chalk. You know, they're all wearing masks.
Right.
I thought it was a tight end.
Yeah.
Dad was like, hey, what's up, Shipley? Wait, what? That's Will Shipley?
Yeah.
Holy smokes. It's a big kid.
So, because you know, you originally thought, man, here's just a speed guy, right? He's going to be this 165
pound
speed
guy. He's just a little fella.
Yeah.
Yeah, you expect him to basically be Hunter Renfrow in the backfield.
Right. Him's not a little fella.
No, him's not a little fella at all.
Right. So it's gonna be great and fun in watching him and Maffa both, because Maffa's a man as well. These are two full-grown men. These children are full-grown men. I love when Larry Pelley talks about, man, these children, they hit the ball so far. All right. The wide receivers, the Collins boys, I was told by a staffer who's been to every practice that these Collins boys are big kids. And obviously I think Bo is ahead of Dakari, but Dakari's a massive human being too at wide receiver. So I want to see those guys. Tate and Lithicum are here. And so there's two offensive linemen. Let's see what their bodies look like. And let's see. I mean, Lithicum's going to be easy to watch because he's a center. Let's see, what do the snaps look like? You know, he's a full-time center. He's really the only true center that's on the roster. You know, how's Rayburn, Trotter, Howard, Lithicum, any of those centers, how are they going to do snapping the football? That's going to be important. You mentioned Page and Denhoff. I'm going to tell you right now, I love Jeremiah Trotter Jr. I love what we're hearing out of Jeremiah Trotter Jr. So let's see him pursue the ball out in the flats. Let's see him, his instincts, and see what that looks like. I was really looking forward to seeing Mukuba and what he looked like. But Wiggins is here, and Wiggins is going to have to play. You got six corners now. I still love it how people think, man, we have a depth at corner where you got six, and all six are top 100 players. But to me, that's enough corners. You got depth there. You can't afford a bunch of injuries there. But
right.
Not nobody in the country is going to have, or not fear if you're going to have six top 100 corners.
I do have a question for you for this weekend.
Yep.
Are the guys who have signed but are not enrolled yet, the Barrett Carters, the Tristan Lees, are they going to be at this game? I know they're not, obviously they're not participating in it, but are they allowed to come, or is that still part of the?
I don't think that they are. They're not allowed to be. I don't know. That's a good question. Usually those guys show up, and it's good to see those guys
right.
In spring game Saturday.
But that's, you know, because, you know, look at a guy, obviously Dabo's met everyone in this class but Mukuba, you know, until
right.
He got here.
Right.
But, like, would this be an opportunity where they can actually get those guys and see them, you know, face-to-face?
I don't know the answer to that question. It's a great question. My guess is no.
It's a good question for Paul Strelo at 8:05.
We'll ask him that for sure. But the point is that I'd love to sit here and tell you that, well, KJ Henry's not playing anyway because he's out for the spring. But, you know, maybe Xavier Thomas. But I'd love to see that. I know what Davis is. I know what Brissett is going to be. I really, truly want to see the ones we hadn't seen yet. Maffa, Shipley, Bo Collins, Dakari Collins, Brennan Stuhl, Tate, Lithicum, Denoff, Page, Trotter, Wiggins, you know, those guys. Now, one interesting thing, and again, it's mainly because of COVID and injuries as well and banged up stuff. You're not going to put somebody through something if you're not ready to play. But for the first time in a few years, I think you're going to have a hard time fielding two complete teams because of this. Because, for instance, here's who I know, and tell me if I'm missing anybody here. We talked about it where KJ Henry's not playing. Denoff has missed about half the time, so he I don't know if he's going to play or not. Cape Hart has been green jersey guy, right? Venables back now? I hadn't been out
I
there
believe
to see
so.
It. So, I mean, there's just a lot of Green is out. Malcolm Green is out, right? Goodrich is out with the funeral. Xanders is out. Mukuba's out. I mean, that's they've got 10 guys on defense. So, if you only have, you know, 35, 40 players on defense and 10 of them are and Carter's not here yet.
It's so, about to be the Daniel High School spring football game.
Yeah, we might have to have guys go play for both teams or something.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
There are certain positions.
I mean,
you'd
be walk-ons everywhere.
Right. On the offensive line, you know, it's always hard fielding two full offensive lines and guys staying healthy and going well through a spring game. The point you made earlier, oh, by the way, I didn't mention it, want to see. Now, Latson's out because of an ankle in this thing. But I watched the Miami game yesterday. This sounds stupid, but I watched Clemson-Miami game yesterday. Latson had a great game. He had one drop on a deep ball, but he had a great game that game. And, man, when he's healthy, Latson's a football player. And then I watched part of that, was it Louisville game or something before where, I mean, Ngata made some catches. I want to see those guys as well. And then finally, he won't play tomorrow. I mean, I should say tomorrow. He won't play on Saturday. But Justin Ross met with the media for the first time yesterday. And he has a June date to get fully released with his doctors in Pittsburgh. But just to see if we can get it of Ross and God and Latson on the field at the same time, man, just go ahead and sign me up for some of that. One other just quick note. Knock on wood, as Georgia saw with the Pickens injury, and they narrowly escaped with the Burton injury. And I don't want to see anybody seriously hurt. That's the big news here, is nobody seriously hurt. You know what's fascinating to me? That Clemson lost its number one overall draft pick, the highest draft pick in Clemson history, most likely still. I mean, the Jags are going to pick him, and Trevor Lawrence. And neither one of us said we're looking forward to seeing DJ.
That's wild.
Isn't that crazy?
I'm surprised we haven't gotten multiple Hunter Helms texts on the text line.
Look, I think Hunter Helms is the second best quarterback on campus.
I agree with you. This is a big day for Tyson Pumichon.
He needs to play well. He certainly now here's another. He missed over half of practice with COVID stuff.
And I think one more thing for me, I'm very curious about is to see what happens over the next week afterwards. Because I think after every spring game, when they put out your post-spring depth chart, that's when people start entering the portal again. And I would not be surprised if a couple from here, and I think you're going to have a couple people from almost every school in the country after their spring game's over, enter the transfer portal.
Yeah. It's going to be a very interesting spring game. 1 o'clock, we'll have it all here for you.
Starting at 10:30.
10:30?
Oh, yeah.
For a 1 o'clock football game?
Yeah.
A spring game?
Yeah.
Oh, we're serious about spring football around here, huh?
Absolutely.
I love that.
Come on now. What do you think?
I love that. That's great. So what's the pregame? Who all's doing that?
We're not having Scott and Kelly for the Tiger pregame show, but yeah. We will have Mark Childress and company for the Tiger tailgate show starting at 10:30. That will go to 12:30. At 12:30, we will head inside of Death Valley with Don Munson and Tim Barrett, and they're going to go from 12:30 to 1, and we will carry the game from 1 until 3.
And then Kwok and Mahoney from Raleigh?
Yes, at 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock first pitch.
Okay,
I think I have that right.
But you say 1 to 3.
Yes.
What about the game goes past 3 o'clock?
We are ending the broadcast at 3 p.m.
What if it's really close and I got a game-winning field goal on the line at 3?
We are ending the broadcast at 3 o'clock.
Why is that?
Because that is what they told me.
Who's they? I'm just kidding. Hey, short break. We'll come back. Love to hear from you in our second hour, I should say. Third, in the second hour, Bradley Lecroy, Clemson Baseball, and Paul Strelo of TigerRealEstate.com at 805. Our friends at Zero Res and ZeroResGreenville.com, 558-7300, 558-7300. In your business or your home, let them come clean your carpets. I'm looking at our carpets here, and they look amazing.